Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Rice Wind partners and Power to Be You listeners. My name is Sandra Bueno, and I am calling you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today's 30-minute show will be about bringing you up to date with what the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement is. This is what is currently driving me, what has gotten me back here on the air to really take on forward what changes and what opportunities, what options, what solutions there are that will lead us forward. Specifically, those of you who have been with me know that my passion, my purpose lies with empowering youth. And you also know that in order for us to empower our youth, we ourselves, us as adults, whether we are parents or educators, legislators, clergy, ministers, any one of us who is an adult, we must equip ourselves with the tools, with the skills, with the psychology, with the awareness that there are solutions to our issues and our problems. And they all stem out of the psychology of belief, what we are working with, the resources that we have, the resourcefulness that we use, and our willingness to be flexible, to open up to other possibilities. And that can only come when we are open to learning and to seeing other things. And, of course, none of us are equipped to deal with that because we are not taught that. Our society feeds us how we need to be, how we need to act, how we should be according to specific circumstances and specific situations. And today, obviously, we can all see by what's taking place out in the public, out in our government, our economy, all of the results that we are currently experiencing are a manifestation of our decisions and how we have been operating for these past years. You will say that what has really taken place now is a combination of results that have about a 40-year span. That's one generation right there and then. That's my generation. I am 41 years old. I was born in 1967. And this period of time has brought about two major changes. One major change was going from one century to the next. We went from the 1999 to the year 2000. So you and I here are at the beginning of a new century. We are here at the beginning of a new realm of possibilities. We are responsible for creating the foundation for what this new life, this country, this society. We are at the beginning of this platform. Therefore, what will take place from here on in is a creation that stems directly out of how we are being, how we are choosing, how we are deciding. And I will tell you, there are a lot of people who are in a lot of organizations who are undertaking different programs, different opportunities. However, they are being done in private quarters or they're being done within certain communities and not everyone knows about it. With so much information that we have, it is unfortunate that we are not aware of everything that's taking place. It's virtually impossible to know what's taking place. We basically choose our stream of information by the peer group that we navigate through, by the work that we do, by our economics, by our ability to have a different social makeup. So really it is very difficult to know what options are available unless you have a resource that will put you up to date with everything where you can choose and say, oh, I can take that on and that's going to help me, that's going to support me. That's some form of education and understanding that I can embrace that will definitely make a difference for me. So my goal with the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement is not just to come and support youth by empowering them with youth coaching skills, with essential skill training, with faith-based motivation, with inspiration, with real-life hero testimony, with just so much that I've prepared myself now to be able to bring, not just myself, but also the partners that I'm working with and the impact partners that are available, but also to equip you, the adult, the parent, the minister, the public figure, the educator, the minister, with the resources that are available to help us support youth. And obviously that requires our willingness to step up, to embrace, and then to incorporate that education so that we can transform ourselves, so that we can transform our system of operating. Everything gets uploaded and gets replaced and gets cleaned up and gets changed, except our mind. When you look at a computer, you know, go back in time, go back 10 years ago, and would you want to have a computer sitting on your desk that was created 10 years ago? No. No way. It probably would not even fit on top of your desk. Or a telephone, a cell phone. Every 2 to 3 years, every 4 years, we need to upgrade our system. So we upgrade our system in our computer, but we don't upgrade the system in our head. We stay with the same information that we've had since 20, 30, 40 years ago. Well, that system no longer supports what's taking place in society, what's taking place in the World Wide Web. This is what we need to come up against, because our kids are being targeted directly via marketing, via the media, via the internet. These kids are getting all of this from people who are very smart, people who know psychology, people who have money to be able to very craftily design and create something that really is going to impact us on many different levels, on an emotional level, a spiritual level, on a physical level. They're going to use resources to support the way we hear things, the way we see things, the way we touch. So these are all essential skills that I'm bringing forward, but that right now marketers and people who want a desired outcome also use to lure and to tempt and even to confuse sometimes. So this is what I'm saying, is people need to become aware, be made aware of what is there, what is available, what are the pros, what are the cons, and then each person can decide. But truly, we must stand at the same platform of realizing that we must do whatever it takes to equip our kids with what they need in order for them to reach their maximum potential. That will not exist if we are not at a level where we can transmit that information to them. Or we can guide them and say, listen, while this is something that can help you, this is something that can also deter you from you really finding out who you truly are, or from you being able to reach your highest level of opportunity. Who is to say that? That's a God-given right, so we can't even say that. However, we can definitely lead our kids in a right way when we are aware of what lies before us. So what I'd like to do is give you a little brief as to what the Rise to Win movement is, and to urge you to come on board. Go to www.risetowin, and that is RISE, the number 2, WIN.com. As you know, this week, last week, and the future weeks, I am going to be featuring directors of different nonprofit organizations that are here in my community, in West Palm Beach community. And these are organizations who, in one way or the other, indirectly or directly impact youth. So, for example, I will be speaking with Urban Youth Impact on Wednesday at 12, and the program director, Pam Newsom, will be joining this Power to You show. And she and both the founder, Bill Hobbs, and the youth that are there have really created a model organization where youth, at-risk youth, are actually really seeing a lot of possibilities in their lives, not just from a practical level of understanding leadership and undertaking different projects and being able participants in community and school, but they are also being supported spiritually. And they are all coming to know God as their resource and as their savior. So this is something that really brings to them an awareness as to where we are morally, where we are ethically. And some of these youth are really powerful, and I will be having one of those youth on Friday. And he is one that was actually living in the area where there was an incident that really shocked the nation. And this incident, some of you will remember when I spoke about Dunbar and the rape that took place in that village last year. Well, this youth can speak from experience living in that village. And however, he is a youth that is very much positioning himself to have success in his life and to be a leader and to be an example and a role model. And it is my privilege to be able to show him or to share him and share his story with you. So he will be joining us on Friday. And then this is just, it's an incredible opportunity for the rest of the nation and the world to be able to look at change taking place when a community participates together and creates a following and creates a movement going forward. And this is all to help us rise to a higher level and to help youth and support youth so that they can have a different level of a foundational level to operate from. So what I'd like to do right now is give you I have written a piece which I am actually using as a welcoming letter to when you sign up for the Rise to Win movement. And I'd like to read that to you because it deals with change. And see how that makes you, see how that stirs you up. The media is speaking of change. The nation is calling for change. We all want change. I ask you, truly, how many of us are willing to do what it takes for change to take place? How many of us are willing to put ourselves through the process in order to progress? They say change is automatic, progress is not. What we say and do not often correlate. In making a difference, we must be first willing to accept awareness as a precursor to change. And change is not easy, not when we've been living and behaving in a certain way for so long. In joining Rise to Win for our youth movement, you are drawing a line in the sand. You are standing for being part of the solution. No matter what your function is, you are part of the link of change. Many people speak of making a difference for youth, yet many initiatives are ineffective in creating a long-term solution and improvement in the lives of youth. The more we wait, the more youth suffer. The more they suffer, the less opportunity they have to expand their knowledge, their purpose, their abilities, and their beliefs for who they are in this world. In my opinion, it is because we have continued to put band-aids on the issues and accept complacency as a solution to the many injustices plaguing our youth. People are afraid to step up and make a claim about what is working and what is not. People are afraid to speak the truth, to voice their views on education, legislation, the system, yet they complain behind closed doors, in the privacy of their own ears. We have no one to blame but our unwillingness to be direct and to step up by becoming leaders. Today we can wait no more. Our youth are suffering because their needs are not being met. With Rise to Win for our youth movement, you are taking a stand to bring about action and solutions. These solutions involve courage, stamina, purpose, drive, and a willingness to do what it takes. You are a major resource and component of change. Like I said, change is automatic. Progress is not. For a moment, ask yourself the question of how do you relate to the world today? Consider how you cope with the pressures of the day, the stresses of work, of financial responsibility, of relationships that are not exactly what you wish them to be. How do you encompass the anxiety that is surrounding us as a result of external pressures? News reports on the economy, the downfall and bankruptcy of industry giants, media reports, layoffs, the influences of marketers on our lifestyle, even magazine covers prompting us to look, feel, and appear a certain way. How do you think youth deal with all of this when we ourselves are facing challenges dealing with it all? Most of us are so busy dealing with our own lives and daily responsibilities that we do not realize our problems and issues become the issues our youth end up having to call their own at such an early age. I told you the solutions involve courage and a willingness to face what we have been avoiding, our own responsibility to raise our children amidst all the influences we are confronting today. Most of us are not equipped with the arsenal of tools that will help along the way. In joining Rise to Win for our youth movement, you are becoming part of the foundation for effective and purposeful change. One of the ways in which you will begin to impact and contribute is by having your voice be heard through your answers in the parenting questionnaire. Whether you have children or not, your answers will have effect. The answers you provide will serve as a public offering about what is affecting youth today and what you yourself may be living in the midst of. Whether you have children or not, our youth depend on us all to help them grow and evolve. Change cannot happen without us knowing where we stand. What I can say is that 40 years from now, many of us alive will turn back in time and ask ourselves about where we were back in 2008. For you and I, who are part of the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement legacy, we will have been part of change by bringing to youth, families, the community, the country, and the world, the change needed for our world to continue going forward. What else will your answers do? Your answers will allow me to directly target a parenting resource guide for providing answers to your most pressing issues. Your answers will allow me to design a parenting template supported by personal development and youth coaching strategies and skills that will bring solutions, methods, models of behavior that you will be able to learn and use to effectively communicate, relate, and love on your child. What will this mean to you and to your parenting ways? My mentor, Tony Robbins, says, repetition is the mother of skill. Once you know about these strategies and solutions to working with youth, you will be better equipped to support your parenting choices, your communication skills, and your decision-making process. You will begin to see for yourself what has been the missing component keeping you from effectively being a parent in today's world. As we progress, you will be kept abreast of developing programs, seminars, issues, courses, and the publication of books associated with the movement. Via this action of joining, you will be kept informed of joint venture partners with answers and solutions to challenging situations pertaining to parenting, child behavior, anger management, ADHD therapy, the natural way, to name a few. Equally, you will have options to learn from leaders, coaches, educators, authors, and individuals who have overcome all types of challenges that once suppressed them and limited their abilities as youth, only to uncover that all along there were solutions. It took their story of triumph to find answers. Going forward, via the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, we will be offering a membership-based parenting network. You seek answers, you'll find solutions. This is all part of my commitment to change. I see a world where youth are empowered to reaching their maximum potential and abilities for growth and for purpose. Not all youth will be world leaders or noted celebrities, philanthropists, world-renowned economists, writers, painters, race car drivers, inventors, or artists, to name a few. But all youth deserve a right to live a life without injustice, unnecessary pain and anguish, intolerance, abuse, and any other source of limiting and imposed oppression. I have made it my life's mission to stand for youth and be their advocate. I urge you to stand alongside me to step up for change. I said change is not easy. But once you step across the threshold to what is holding you back, nothing will ever stand in your way. This is where I am today, believing through God's mighty power that I have the power to make a difference by being the vision I see. I ask you to do the same. Now here you have words that reflect a vision and a purpose. And it's a vision that will support all of us. Because when we look at the news and we see what's taking place with our kids, what's taking place on YouTube, what's taking place in MySpace, what's taking place in schools when all of a sudden a child dies. Many people are realizing that there needs to be a change and that there needs to be more. And that more cannot happen with the same mindset that has been had for so long. A new way of thinking requires people to be open, and it requires people to be willing to think differently, to think out of the box. The box that we think from is the box that we create around ourselves, the box that we allow ourselves to be put in, the box that we ourselves might feel comfortable in. Breaking out of the box is what needs to take place in order for us to grow, in order for us to really manifest our own purpose. What I am doing with Rise to Win for our youth movement is drawing that line in the sand so people can say, I want to be a part of this. In being a part of this, you're allowing your voice to be heard, and you're taking a number as a community of people who will be able to look at each other and say, we want to learn. We want to be a part of this. We want to grow. We want to support. We want to network. We want to meet. We want to create and generate, inspire and move forward. The options that we have is we stay with what we have and where we are, or we move forward. There is an organization that I just came across, which is called Toward a More Perfect Union. This organization is actually tmpu.org, and it's here, close to where I live, out in Boynton Beach, Florida. Their mission is to effect constructive change on race, culture, and other issues of difference in our community through dialogue, education, and civic action. Their vision is communities that foster dignity and respect for each individual. Their values, belief in the inherent worth and dignity of each person, commitment to justice, equity, and compassion, commitment to pursue our mission with tenacity, integrity, and accountability. Toward a More Perfect Union represents a sustained effort by many of Palm Beach County's leaders to help our community better recognize, value, and celebrate the diversity of its citizens. Through their organization, they offer cultural competency training where individuals are able to view themselves as having a unique culture and acquiring the necessary tools to develop more culturally proficient personal and professional behaviors. This cultural competency training is based on a national model which was developed by the Seattle-based Cross Cultural Healthcare Program. It is an interactive training program, workshops which address knowledge, attitudes, skills, and their application. Through this program, they developed study circles, which are small groups of people coming together in informal, practical ways to promote community building and problem solving. The Toward a More Perfect Union engages diverse citizens and public concerns, bringing the wisdom of ordinary people to bear on difficult issues and helping participants make a real difference on those issues. Study circles help communities find ways for all citizens to think, talk, and work together to solve problems. They provide forums for many issues, including racial equity, education, youth, poverty, growth and sprawl, diversity, immigration, and civil service and community relations. This is just one of the organizations that I have come across in the process of connecting to resources and connecting to other people of like-minded possibilities. There are a lot of people out there, but rather than us being sporadic and being laid out across this wide plain, why not join forces? Why not come together and make a difference where everyone who wants to make a difference can support and join, link arms with? One thing that has always been used in the coaching world is we're all in this race together, the human race, with the billions of people around the world when we look at a person, whereas we might be different in color, in gender, some with blue eyes, some with brown eyes, some with black eyes, our human makeup is still the same. We all have the same organs, the same internal organs. We all cry and laugh in similar manners. We all strive for love. And eventually, we are also going to die in the same way. The way through which we stop living, when our heart stops. The body still stays, but something has left the body. That spirit is what binds us and what helps us to be together across the waves of the web, across the waves on the air, across the waves on the sea. We are all ultimately in this human race together, and we must all operate, at least those of us on the western side of the world, we must operate from a common consensus that we need to support evolution and growth and positivity and make a difference for our future, make a difference for the future children who are not even born yet. This can only come with awareness, consciousness of who we are being. We can solve a lot of the issues because these issues have been created by ourselves. Just like the issues were created, they can also be eradicated. When there are weeds on the ground, all we need to do is rip them out, replant new soil, replant new seeds, and then take care of the seeds so that we can start seeing the growth and the harvest. That is where we are now, and that is what Rise to Win for our youth movement provides. A grounding and a foundation for all of us to stand on, to claim a difference and to claim change. Change can take place with one person, but one person can only do so much. Where we must all bind forces is come together. And you will do that by going to risetowin.com, becoming part of change, joining the list, getting on board so you will receive the mailings, and then you will have offers, then you will have ways for you to be able to contribute. You will have ways for you to be able to take an active role, an active place. Right now, as I'm preparing the Youth Empowerment Caravan taking place Saturday, January 17th in West Palm Beach, obviously this requires money. I am devising the ways through which I will be able to raise those funds via advertising booths, via joint venture partnership opportunities. Everything is welcomed in the sense of us being able to make this happen. Once we have the pilot program here in West Palm Beach, that pilot program will now go across the United States into at-risk areas. So wherever you are listening me to from, wherever you are in America, you can email me and say, Sandra, I would like to participate. I would like to bring the caravan here. Well, at this point, the work is going to be on you because now you need to do what I've been doing here. And I will support you. But you will create that venue where the caravan can come to you, and we'll have a one-day training that's going to be supported by personal development leaders, and we'll be able to create this one day where these youth can come and have a paradigm shift in their life. They will be able to see the light that exists for their future, where based on their willingness to undertake the awareness, the responsibility, and a decision to make a change for their lives, they'll be able to embark on a different road. And they will have solutions. It will not just be talk. It will be solutions that comes through our willingness to believe, to do what it takes, and to do the work. Because there are no shortcuts to success. I have found that out myself. So in closing, what I'd say is join risetowin.com. Support me in supporting our youth and in supporting change for the world. I will see you again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we embark on a journey for Thanksgiving and gratitude. I love you all, and this is Sandra signing off.